I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Well, I got my friend Sam Burnett and the man called James both handcuffed to a mangle in the cellar of Charlie Austin's place. I only required one extra little piece of evidence to prove that Sam was the man who robbed with violence at Linden Hall, the Carrick Hotel, and two other places. The confounded part was he was getting me a bad name by planting my grey feathers at the scene of each crime. I got Inspector Ford along to the flat and promised him that if he'd take me officially to Linden Hall and the Carrick, I'd prove who was the basher and, furthermore, produce him. You see, I'd made a little observation of my own.
What a terrific promise, Fletcher. You say you can produce the criminal?
I can. I'm 90% certain. But you must first get me past the local police into Linden Hall and perhaps the Carrick Hotel. Let Charlie Austin and me examine the safe at each and anything else that may crop up.
Well, you're a safe expert in your business, and Charlie Austin is... sorry, was, in his less virtuous days. All right, we'll go. I have a car outside now.
Good, and if you don't mind, we'll make a call at the firm's office.
Fletcher and Company?
Yes, we have a few gadgets up there concerned with safes and locks that I'd like to take along with me.
Oh, very well, but let's get a move on. And remember, you've got to hand me this bloke on a platter.
I think I will.
Oh, nearly there. What's in that bag of tricks you brought from your office?
A locksmith's complete outfit, as a matter of fact. Stethoscope, a set of gauges, an electromagnet, very small, of course, a bunch of adjustable and multiple keys, and heaven knows what besides.
Why, you could break into the Bank of England.
Without the guard, I'm certain I could.
I hope my grey goose hasn't got a kit like that.
As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be at all surprised if he has.
Eh? Now, here are the gates of Linden Hall. One moment, we'll be at the front door. All right, here we are. All right, Betts. These people are coming in with me. You got the front door key?
It's down at the lodge with the sergeant, sir.
What? Confound it!
Keep your hair on, Ben. Charlie, see what you can do.
Yeah, but...
The inspector won't use it in evidence against you. Will you, Ben?
Eh? Not this time.
Oh, blimey. This here lock's 50 years old if a day. I could do it with an hairpin. Now, wait a moment. If I just sort of put this in here like this... And...
That's jolly interesting.
Wait a moment. Now, that's about it, I think. Now, let's see. Be pleased to enter, gentlemen.
If I didn't know this was illegal, Austin, I'd say that was a smart piece of work.
Tain't illegal, though.
No?
Not when you've got a copper with you.
All right, let's go. Lead us to the safe where the stuff was stolen.
It was mostly small pieces of very valuable antique silver. Priceless collection. Well, there it is.
Ah.
Modern, fireproof, complicated dial, 5 rings, no less. In fact, impregnable, one would think.
And I see you've left the feather there still. Can I have it?
Eh? Oh, well, I suppose you can. The whole setup's been photographed.
Thanks. It'll be a souvenir of my very first burglary, committed under the eyes of Scotland Yard itself. Oh, by the way, this is a very good safe indeed.
Yes, yes, I thought so.
Yes, it's one I designed for the firm myself.
Yet our burglar bust it.
Exactly. And I'm wondering where to look for a traitor in the firm's workshops. However, I'll deal with that later. In the meantime, we'll open the safe.
But it's empty.
Maybe so. Have you the combination?
Well, yes, yes, of course. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this would be it. Righto, Charlie. You operate again. No fingerprints, I suppose?
No, none. Must have worn gloves.
No. I disagree. The edges of that dial are too fine. He'd have to use his bare fingers now and then.
Well, we've dusted every inch of the safe and not one to be seen.
Must have been very careful to rub them out.
Okay, gentlemen. Here you be. Open sesame.
Well, there you are. No silver. Just a paper or two.
All examined?
Meticulously. Only the prints of the owner, postman, etc., and all accounted for.
Let's have a look. I've got a magnifying glass somewhere in this kit. Ah, there it is.
If you can find a print on this safe that matches any we've got at the yard, I'll be grateful. You'll know who to look for.
Charlie! Inspector, got a pocket knife?
Yes, here's one. It's excitement.
I just want to do a little scraping here and there.
Got an idea?
I've got your thief. I'm certain of it now. I tell you what, I'm rather dry. Do you think, Ben, you could forage round a bit and see if there's a drink to be found?
Well, there's whiskey and soda in the smoke room, I know.
Good. Go and order three,
Oh, I take it you want to be alone.
Greta Garbo was never more emphatic.
Why?
Well, how should I know what the fair Garbo had in mind?
I mean, why do you want to be alone?
I'm going to do a sincere piece of concentration. I really am.
All right. No monkey tricks, mind. I'll bring the drinks in here in a minute.
Here. What's the lie, Mr. Hicks?
Quick, Charlie. Shove that little piece of paper into your pocket. That's it. Now, grab one of those envelopes and hold it while I get these scrapings in.
What are they?
Never mind. Now, stow them away as well. Quick, Charlie. We are home and dry. Got those drinks, Ben?
Yes, coming now. No, I'm not certain I've done the right thing.
If you mix them, Ben, they'll be lovely.
I mean in allowing you two to monkey with that safe in my absence.
There are little things connected with safes, Ben, that such as I and Charlie, too, can't share even with an eminent inspector. Well, here's good health. Ben, this is a solemn moment.
Oh, yes?
Pity we haven't a few spotlights and theatre trappings for a great dramatic moment in your life.
Now, listen. I'm here because of your promise to find the man who stole in here, cased that safe, and left the Grey Goose's card. So cut out the nonsense.
Right. Brass tacks, Ben. I know who he is, and I know where he is, and I can keep my promises. You shall have the gent within the hour. Now order the chariot, and we'll hie us home. Shall we go?
You seem very certain of your ground.
I am.
Charlie Austin, do you know anything?
Only a bit, Inspector, but my ears is flapping for the rest, I'm telling you.
By the way, that kit you brought with you.
You had the combination, so I didn't have to use it. Matter of fact, I'm rather glad.
Glad?
Yes. You see, my dear Ben, if you knew about locks, bolts and bars, to say nothing of the innards of safe combinations, Scotland Yard might lose an astute inspector, and the underworld gain an equally astute criminal.
Eh?
Well, now, if you're ready, drive on. And on your way, call at the yard.
The yard? Why?
I want you to test this little piece of paper for fingerprints. Charlie, produce that little piece I gave you.
Yes, right.
It's chewing gum wrapper.
Yes, and to save your boys time in their search, look up, firstly, Sam Burnett, an old lag with a list of convictions as long as your arm.
So it's Sam Burnett.
Well, don't let's be too hasty. That's only one end.
I somehow think you've got the other end in your conjurer's hat.
Indeed I have. Well, good luck. Here's to crime.
You were right. That chewing gum wrapper has got Sam's prints on it. Now, where did you get it?
In the safe, overlooked by your boys.
What?
Haven't you heard that Sam Burnett always chews gum when he's working?
By heaven, some of those fingerprint boys will get hot cakes for breakfast. How do you know Sam Burnett chews?
I've seen him. Well, here we are at Charlie Austin's place, and here I present you to Sam Burnett and friend. Pull up, will you? Charlie, you will escort the good inspector down to the basement.
Aren't you coming?
Oh, definitely no. Look, Ben, you can have this bird and its mate, and as a policeman, no harm will come to you. But if I am spotted by these gentry, I shall be a very definite target when Her Majesty's government has done with their services.
Yes, all right. Come on, Charlie, lead on. And Fletcher, I just hope your promise comes true.
Oh, it will. It most certainly will. All right, on your way. I shall return to the flat. And when you've disposed of our friends, you come too, and I'll have a nice breakfast ready for you. Au revoir. Oh, Ben.
Yes?
Have a look at a glass on the mangle. I gave it to friend Sam. He was thirsty. You'll find his prints on that, as well as on the chewing gum wrapper from Linden Hall. How's that?
Sounds very good to me. See you for breakfast.
Well, I hope you feel refreshed, Ben.
Yes, I do. And I've got friend Sam Burnett as the thug of Linden Hall, the Carrick, and of course the same will apply to the other places. Now then, you come clean, Fletcher. How did you, a mere civilian, get on to Sam?
I can't go into too many details, Ben, but I'm inclined to mix with the underworld at times, for private professional reasons, connected, of course, with the firm. Well, Charlie Austin and I ran into Sam, and as Charlie probably told you, came off at first, second best. Later, we won out.
And Sam found himself and pal handcuffed to a mangle.
Right. Well, then we had a look at Linden Hall.
By the way, what were you scraping off the safe?
This here, in this envelope. Bits of old chewing gum. I'd earlier seen Sam chewing, and lo and behold, he even parked a bit on the safe.
We never even thought of it.
Then I found that screwed up little piece of paper, a chewing gum wrapper. Adding it up, Sam was at Charlie Austin's, where I'd parked him. Sam had been at Linden Hall, and thus I kept my promise.
Well, I'll say this for you. You've given me an open and shut case against Sam. He's to go up once more for burglary with violence.
Good.
Yes, good. But what of the Grey Goose? I haven't got him, or have I? Is Sam the Grey Goose? No, I can't.
No, nor can I. I'd hate to think the Grey Goose was a low thug like that.
Incidentally, you promised me that you'd prove that the Grey Goose was not guilty of those violent burglaries. Can you prove it?
In doing so, I established the fact that Sam Burnett is not the Grey Goose and vice versa?
Of course.
Right. Am I right in suspecting that in your chase of the Grey Goose, you kept a few souvenirs about you?
I have. I've got at least a dozen of his feathers here in my pocket.
Good. Produce them, will you?
Eh? Here you are.
Now, remember, you allowed me to take away the feather from Linden Hall.
Yes, of course.
Have you, by any chance, got the feathers from the Carrick Hotel and the other places?
Yes, all three of them.
And here's the one from Linden Hall that I brought away. That's four feathers we know were planted by the Basher, alias Sam Burnett. Compare these four with your dozen or so.
Well, I don't see much difference.
Oh, Ben. Ben, old man, I'll have to try and make a good policeman out of you.
Oh, confound you, Fletcher. Look, I've got it. The dozen feathers are clipped off short at the butt.
That's right.
The four are complete quills.
Right again, Ben. A little point Sam Burnett overlooked.
So did I, confound it. I wonder why the butts are cut like that.
That's a question, Ben, I'd like to put to the Grey Goose himself. When you meet him.
So Roland Fletcher successfully concludes another adventure and settles down for a quiet life. But excitement will shortly beckon again to an eagerly awaiting Grey Goose.